PTS Productions and Serene Media. This is Two Girls, One Name. You're probably wondering why we call it that. Well, the reason is simple. My name is Serena.
My name Mary. Is Serena. I knew you were going to do that. The way that you said that, I knew you were going to do that.
What do you mean?
And my name is Serena, and there you go.
Yeah, okay, the radio
Alexia
kid.
Alexia Kyle.
Yeah, okay, the radio kid.
Yeah, okay, Saffron.
That's DJ Saffron.
Okay, DJ.
Saffron. DJ Saffron. Say them together.
DJ Saffron.
Good. You're listening to WRAQ 92.7 LP Angelica Community Radio, Angelica, New York, 92.7 FM, LPFM.org.
WRAQ.org.
And you're also listening to us on Global Community Radio channel. Wait, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
Jake. And so that being said, Rena, you got some splaining to do.
Yes. Rena does have some explaining to do. I attempted to do something on last week's show that was not very appropriate, and likewise was not very ladylike. And I made some assumptions about someone that I later found were to be factually incorrect. So, to Serena's friend Lori, I would like to apologize for dedicating that song to you, not only once, but twice, in the context of which I did, and and also for trying to imply that that you were lying about your age and who you were.
And I have nothing to do with this.
Right. Yes. Yes. No. You had nothing to do with it. What was I going to say? That was very immature of me, and
thankfully I was able to stop it in time.
Right. Yes, you were. So I hope that we can move past that.
Now, that being said, up first is going to be Harry Nilsson with Blanket for a Sale. Two words.
My mother. Oh, yeah, that's right. You got me on that one.
Yes, my mother was singing this one day, and she stopped to do something, and I actually sang the rest of the words. A one-year-old me sang the rest of these. That's pretty impressive on my part.
That's very impressive on your part. And after that, we're going to hear a song called Blanketville. It's from Tom Chapin. This is a song that I liked as a kid, but my mother hated, you know. My mother, he's off to Blanketville again.
I don't think we have a question of the day yet. I don't even know whose turn is it.
I think it's a time to get one from one of your songs.
Gotcha. 2g1nradio@gmail.com, 2-letter G, 1-letter N, radio@gmail.com. Enjoy!
Little fella, you're so tired you can hardly lift your head. But you want to hear a story before you go to bed, don't you? Well, if you'll be quiet and listen patiently, I'll sing you a song my mother used to sing to me.
Way out on the ocean, beyond the seven seas, there's a tiny little boat. Faith is keeping her afloat, and a tiny little skipper with his worn and tattered coat. You see, the law of the ocean says you shall never fail. Use your heart as a rudder, faith as a compass, and a blanket for a sail. Thank you. song. Rest your head on a pillow and I'll tell you a tale. Use your heart as a blanket and the blanket for a stay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Out on the ocean, far beyond the seven seas, there's a tiny little boat. Faith is keeping her afloat, and this tiny little skipper and his worn and tattered coat. You see, the law of the ocean, yeah, says that you shall never fail. Just use your heart as a rudder, faith as a compass, and a blanket.
Blanketville, oh, tell me where to find the mayor so I can go to sleep. To find the mayor of Blanketville, climb to the top of Legbone Hill. Ask the kneecap keeper there where, oh, where, oh, where. Oh, where's the mayor of Blanketville? So I can go to sleep. Oh, kneecap keeper, where's the mayor of Blanketville? Blanketville, oh, tell me where to find the mayor so I can go to sleep. To find the mayor, you'll have to take the highway down to Pillow Lake. Ask the duck down fisherman there where, oh, where, oh, where. Oh, where's the mayor of Blanketville so I can go to sleep? Oh, duck down fisherman, where's the mayor of Blanketville? Blanketville, oh, tell me where to find the mayor so I can go to sleep. You'll have to take the railroad track to the edge of the world and come right back. Then if you just close your eyes, you'll find to your surprise that you're the mayor of Blanketville. Blanketville, Blanketville, you found the mayor of Blanketville. Now you can go.
Where exactly is Blanketville? Because I don't know. Is that even a thing?
Actually, I think it's in Pillow County, in Bedland, in.
Oh, go right, steal! Go steal someone else's name. Why don't you? And stop making stuff up.
Okay. All right, there, DJ Saffron. Gets her name from a fake cartoon.
Whoa. The cartoon is real. The things that might go on are fiction, but the cartoon itself is real.
I know a couple people who would dispute that, but okay.
Well, no, but I mean, the cartoon itself is a entity. They are taking, like, discs and putting them into, like, players, and so that's real.
Well, okay, yes, yes, that is real. Like what you can watch is real.
Exactly.
I wonder what Cartoon Girl would say if she heard me calling a cartoon, no matter which one it was, a fake. I can just see her reaction.
So,
no,
yes.
Cartoon is fake! No, cartoon is fake!
So yes, I'm DJ Saffron.
And I am the Radio Kid.
This is Tudor on WRAQ 92.7. LP Angelica Community Radio.
Yes.
Wait, yes, that's right. The one that we're not on, the one that is fake, is Global Community Radio.
And other affiliates.
Jake! Stop being fake!
Fake! We have too much fun.
Yes, we do. I said we were never doing the Jake Jab thing again. That does not mean we're going to be Jake Jab free.
Yeah, we're just not going to do a whole
show of them. That wears me out. So
yeah.
I actually had to choose a different version of the song that I wanted because the converter wasn't working, but it actually worked in my favor because it actually sounded different than what I thought. So we're actually going with the Byrds version of Mr. Tambourine Man because this is what I remember from History of Rock and Roll, not Bob Dylan. I thought that was a different thing altogether.
Okay. Now, the version, the song that I have is My Favorite Things. It's a song that was used in The Sound of Music. And when I was in music appreciation class, the first song that that Janet, what's her name there, decided that she was going to demonstrate on the piano there, the music teacher, first song she plays, My Favorite Things. My sister's sitting there in the lobby waiting for me to get out of class. The first thing she says when I get out of class is, so she was playing on the piano and the first thing she has to demonstrate is My Favorite Things.
gmail.com. Enjoy.
Swirling ship, all my senses have been stripped, and my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere, I'm ready for to fade onto my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to.
Whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. On roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so.
We are back. I didn't get around to saying the question of the day because we just kind of thought of it.
Right.
What are your favorite things?
Yes, what are your favorite things? Well, mine are radios and format flips and walks outside and two girls, one name and
she apparently likes stealing my name.
Hey.
So that being said, you are listening to WRAQLP 92.7 FM and Delicate Community Radio. I am DJ Saffron. We're just going to resolve this one quickly.
Yes, and I am the radio kid.
Now that being said, you just heard... No, you didn't just hear that. I almost just said you just heard, did you ever see a lassie, but that's what we're...
That's for another show!
Yes. Except it's not did you ever see a lassie either. Sound of Music, my favorite things, and then the birds with Mr. Tambourine Man. Yes. Up next, we're playing Eddie Arnold with Cattle Call. Now, my idiot, no, he's not an idiot, he's a good kid, but when he was younger, he's a bit, his family trained their dog to quote-unquote sing, and of course singing just equates to howling, the dog butch. And so he starts singing the yodely part to this tune, which is Cattle Call, and I only heard this like 2 years later or something like that.
One time,
I came over to his house, and he's off-keying this yodeling bit, and I'm like, wait, what are you guys doing?
God, that is just something.
So, Eddie Arnold with Cattle Call.
All right. After that, you're going to hear Dr. Dre, California Love. This was when I had a friend named Brian, and Brian was staying over at his house, and this was after we stopped kind of hanging out for the night. I was sleeping over, and there was this dog who liked to climb into Brian's bed, and Brian had, he liked his rap music, and he turned this song on, and the dog literally starts howling when this song comes on. This little, you know, this little Shih Tzu pup literally starts howling to this song. It's an unbelievable thing.
I have to say straight up, a phrase that I live by, you can't spell crap without rap, and I'm sorry that upsets, you know, people who like rap. I'm just not a big fan, so.
Right. Well, hey, that's okay. Everyone has their own tastes.
but it's grammatically true. You can't spell crap without rap.
Rap. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
2g1nradio@gmail.com. 2g1nradio@gmail.com. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Allowed spoilers, because some of the stuff that we say off the air about the upcoming show is hilarious.
I know, right?
I know.
Oh my god, exactly.
Wait,
like,
who made that rule? Was that something we came up with?
Yeah, I think so. We can always change it. Oh lord.
So you just heard Tupac featuring Dr. Dre.
Right.
With California Love, and then Eddie Arnold with that yodely falsetto-y excuse for a song, Cattle Call. That's what Cattle Call is. You need to hear this song then. If you're unsure, you need to hear this.
Oh yeah.
My name is Saria.
Good for you. My name is also Serena.
How do you spell yours? F-R-A-U-D?
No, S-E-R-E-N-A.
Bet you don't know what that is on the periodic table.
Let's see. Selenium, rhenium, sodium. Sodium.
Yeah, I don't know why like, N-A is sodium, but like...
I know, that makes no sense.
Neither is R-E for rhenium, actually.
Why doesn't that make sense? R-E, rhenium. Why doesn't
that make rhenium is actually R-H-E.
Oh! I did not know that. Okay.
I didn't know that either.
Alright.
No, that being said, this is Two Girls, One Name here on WRAQ. 92.7 LP, Angelica Community Radio, Angelica, New York. And I feel like this is one of the calmer shows, which is fine, just given the nature of last week's show.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to play Neil Diamond with Sweet Caroline. Just hearing the name Caroline makes me think of my grandmother, whose name is Caroline. And just seeing it actually makes me think of my friend Carrie, but she pronounces it Carolyn, not Caroline, which is weird. Like, the same spelling is
right.
Also Carolyn.
Yeah, yep.
Somehow.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah, like my friend... Not my friend, my sister's friend had it spelled that way, and it was Carolyn. And then after that, you're going to hear Neil Sedaka, Happy Birthday, Sweet 16. This is a song that has a lot of resonance for me for so many reasons. One, I just really like it. Heard it around the same time I heard it, the Neil Diamond song. On the oldies station. Number two, it's a song I always wanted associated with me being 16. Never quite got there. And number three...
2G1NRadio@gmail.com. Sorry to cut you off. What are your favorite things? Enjoy.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two, and when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm. Reaching out, touching me, touching you.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
It's a good thing the mic wasn't on when I uttered the thing. It was just before the mic.
Just proceeded. Yeah. But
now, that being said, my name is Serena.
Good for you. My name is Serena.
She lies Alexia and says she has Kyle. My name. Can't find a better name. Please tell me you just caught that.
I did.
Good.
I caught it.
Because you just lied and said you had my name because you can't find a better name.
You're a name stealer. You go and you take your name from me. You're a name stealer. I had it first.
Yeah, right. Okay, you're listening to WRAQ 92.7 FM, Angelica Community Radio. Angelica, New York. WRAQ.org. And, well, I don't know about that other place, that shadowy place.
I think you mean Global Community Radio, Channel 2, and other affiliates. Jake!
Look, Simba, everything the light touches is internet radio.
But what's that shadowy place?
That's Global Community Radio, Channel 2, and possible other affiliates.
Jake!
You must know. Let's go there. Oh my god.
Did that just come out of us?
Now we really just shirked our chances of being on there.
So up next you're going to hear Larry Gross, Over the River and Through the Woods. To Grandmother's House, it's just called Over the River and Through the Woods. This just reminds me of my own grandmother and some kind of Christmas feelings that I like a lot of Larry Gross music.
I can tell, yeah.
Quickly.
Okay. My pick, Judy Garland, Over the Rainbow from Wizard of Oz. I had a Wizard of Oz tape when I was a kid, given to me by my grandmother.
You know, my first experience with Wizard of Oz was actually Bobby McFerrin on my For Our Children tape.
Really?
Yeah. He does Wizard of Oz thing. 2G1NRadio@gmail.com. 2G1NRADIO@gmail.com. What are your favorite things? Enjoy!
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through white and drifty snow. Over the river and through the woods, oh how the wind does blow. It stings the toes and bites the nose as over the ground we go. Everybody now.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through white and drifty snow. Over the river and through the woods, oh how the wind does blow. Stings the toes and bites the nose as over the ground we go.
Over the river and through the woods and through the barnyard gate, we seem to go extremely slow, it is so hard to wait. Over the river and through the woods, now grandmother's cat I spy. Hooray for the fun, is a pudding done? Hooray for the pumpkin pie. Hooray for the fun, is a pudding done? Hooray for the pumpkin pie.
Dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you
guess she'll never get that last note.
No, I guess
the way that the fade happened is it faded before she got the last note in there.
Sorry, Judy. Not. Yeah.
Who's that? Who, I hear that.
I don't know, but I better see who that is.
No, you better not. Okay, fine.
All right.
So you just heard Judy Garland, no relation possibly to our friend Nikki.
Hello.
Which, speaking of which, hello Nikki. Hi, and hello Lori. And oh my word, this is being picked up on the air. Let's try to avoid this situation.
Ready for takeoff.
Like, she's on the phone right now. This is bad. You're listening to Two Girls, One Name here on WRAQ. Angelica Community Radio, 92.7 LP, Angelica, New York, WRAQ.org. Now, that being said, we only have one more round, and I wanted her to come back. I wanted her to come back in time for this, so I'm going to just press onward. Up next, we're going to hear the Spencer Davis Group with Gimme Some Lovin'. Now, the reason I chose this one is because... The reason I chose this one is because the soloist for it, because Acapella has solo, is our friend Kyle actually lost, like, he didn't know the lyrics, and so he just starts freaking out on the air. Or not on the air, but like on a recording. So there is a recording of him forgetting the lyrics and freaking out. Now, that being said, as I've often thought and I've often said, these mic breaks are just no fun alone. And I'm a very different person when I'm broadcasting alone. Like, it's interesting when I'm playing off of someone. I think that Serena's pick was chosen for more of a different reason. He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother by The Hollies. And I think she chose this because other people were screwing up. Like, everyone in the chorus was screwing up. And therefore, that being said, Two Girls, One Name Radio at gmail.com. Two, letter G, R, letter N. So, wait, two letter G, one letter N, 2G1N, radio, RADIO at gmail.com. Now, that being said, the question being, what are a few of your favorite things? Now, that being said, enjoy.
So on we go. His welfare is my concern. No burden is he to bear. We'll get there. For I know he would not encumber me. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. It's a long, long road from which there is no return. While we're on the way to there, why not share? He's my
That's all, folks.
As we quibble about the English language.
Exactly. You know, the things our English language has. Oh, especially our American English language. Oh my god, we butcher those.
T-W-E-N-T-Y, for instance.
Yeah, 20.
20. Like it's spelled with a U or something.
Or 20. Like when people say 20. Well, it's not 20, it's 20.
Or...
Right?
Or, get this one. Okay, first of all. You just heard the Hollies with He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, and then the Spencer Davis Group with Gimme Some Lovin'. Since when is Gimme a word? It's supposed to be a contraction of two words.
I know, right?
It's like, give me some loving.
Right. Oh, I know.
And then you have, when you die, what do they do?
What do they? They bury you?
They bury you.
That's right.
Spelled like bury.
Oh no, it's bury, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Or like when you wish somebody a Merry Christmas, aren't you wishing them a Merry Christmas?
No. That's actually Merry.
Oh, okay.
Because it's an E. It's an E.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, so, A and E, I mean, you can kind of be flexible.
Yeah.
But bury is definitely supposed to be buried.
Yeah.
Now, on the subject of pronunciations, your name is actually intended to be pronounced fraud, liar, thief.
Hey, yeah, okay. Okay, Steeler.
I don't like Pittsburgh or football. this is Two Girls, One Name. You were listening to it on WRAQ 92.7 LP Angelica Community Radio, Angelica, New York. Thank you, Don. Should we thank Jake? No, we shouldn't.
I don't know. I mean, he hasn't put us on Global Community Radio and other affiliates yet.
Jake! But for listening, we would like to thank Nikki and Lori. And once again, with Lori, major apologies for what almost went down. I mean, it's weird to apologize for something that almost happened, but it was pretty big.
Yeah, it was.
And what was I also going to say? You're also on the CTS Radio Network, which is not actually a thing, but it like could be a thing.
It could be a thing.
Given all the programming that you actually have in archives.
Yes.
So this is a product of CTS Productions clearing the static to bring you great radio and serene media from a serene mind. Now that being said, 2g1nradio@gmail.com, 2g1nradio@gmail.com. The question is, what are your favorite things? Just what do you enjoy? What things do you enjoy in life? Oh, that's another one. The word bone is B-O-N-E, but if you take a B off it, one, it's not
bone. Exactly. Oh, exactly. Oh, I've got more of those for you off the air. We can talk about off the air.
W-U-N.
Yeah, oh, yes! Oh!
2G1N stands for Two Girls, One Name. And that name is...